helping me out with this. It's kind of hot. Good morning, everybody. We've been doing a series of sermons, worship experiences over the summer that have been focused on nurturing resilient communities and thought about all sorts of different things, like resilient communities are generous communities. Resilient communities are communities where people help one another, where we get work done together. Resilient communities are communities that are hopeful. And today I wanted to talk about one last thing before we start the fall season. And I was reminded of it again as I was looking through some things from Japan this week. And I picked up this picture as we were looking through some old pictures. Sometimes you get in the something hits you and you start looking through old pictures. Maybe it was Adam going to college this week. I don't know. We started looking through some old pictures and remembering things that were part of our past. And the idea of being spiritually grounded. Resilient communities are spiritually grounded. I remembered this as I was looking through pictures of life in Japan and thinking about the ways that in Japan, that culture spiritually grounds itself. If you think to every culture in the world and every people group in the world, they've developed ways to spiritually ground themselves. And when I'm talking about spiritual grounding, I'm not really talking about have you memorized the catechism? I'm not really talking about in the church, for example, that I was raised in, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal savior? And if you've done that, then you know you've got the groundwork laid and then you can do whatever. I'm not really talking about have you read a number of significant tomes of theological work? I'm talking about something much more basic in terms of spiritual grounding. People that are spiritually grounded and cultures that encourage spiritual grounding are asking us to get back to the very basic questions. And for us to be a resilient community of people as a church, but also people out in the world, we have to be spiritually grounded. That is, we have to be attentive to our responses to those very basic questions. Questions like, why? Haven't many of us asked the question of why at times of beginnings and endings in our lives? What is to be satisfied with the ruminations we have about questions like, what is it that I'm a part of? Basically, am I a part of this family? Or am I part of the United States of America? Am I part of Christendom? Am I part of a 13 billion year old project of the cosmos coming into consciousness? Our answers to those basic questions, what is, will help us root ourselves spiritually, and we root ourselves deeper spiritually as we answer the deeper questions about what is and what is it that I'm a part of. Have you been able to have some time to think about that question lately? What is it that I'm really a part of? Or the question, how do I express reverence and awe and wonder at what is, at the numinous, we say. In religious studies, it comes from the word numen in Latin, which means to bow or to nod the head. And it's a way of expressing what we give reverence to because we recognize it as greater than us. What is it that we bow our heads to, and how do we express reverence and awe and wonder at the more that we are simply a small part of? Questions like, how are we in touch with the core values arising out of our convictions about what is? Our spiritual rootedness and spiritual groundedness calls us back to the question, what then shall I do? Basically, since this is basically what is, and this is basically what I'm a part of, and foundationally what I'm a part of, what then must be done? Have we taken the time to ask that question and to reflect on it? And then, and this is what's most interesting to me, and it gets more interesting to me as I get older and older. To be spiritually grounded is something very experiential. It's not really something that's just rational. It's a sense of feeling underneath the rational or underneath the analytic that I am really deeply connected to what is really going on. That I am fundamentally a part of what is. And in the Eastern traditions, there's a great emphasis on recognizing the breath, isn't there? Of breathing. Of being aware of our breathing. Why is that spiritually significant? When you think about that in a very basic way, you recognize that as humans, we're evolving. Doesn't this make sense? We recognize that when something starts breathing, it starts living. When that baby starts breathing, it starts living. And when something stops breathing, it stops living. It starts participating in the communion that we know of here. And there's a spirituality that has arisen about that very basic physical aspect of our recognizing ourselves as alive, breathing, connected creatures. And this is reflected in the ancient Hebrew understanding of the name of God, Yahweh. We say somewhat profanely in Christian tradition. Remember, in very careful or Orthodox Jewish traditions, they don't use that word. They recognize that the name given of God to Moses was an unspeakable tetragrammaton, it's called, four syllables, Yod, He, Va, He, in Hebrew, that many Kabbalistic Jewish thinkers thought was simply an alliteration of the sounds of breathing. Yod, He, Va. It's interesting that the syllables are the same consonants that make up the verb to be in Hebrew. And when Moses is given the name, the unspeakable name of God at the burning bush experience in Exodus chapter 3, the translation we have of the meaning of that name is, I am what I am, or I am becoming what I am becoming. We don't know what that is. All we know is that it is. And it's the fundamental thing that is. And that we are a part of that fundamental thing that is. And that's why people from traditions around the world, and Cheryl sent a wonderful quote in this week from a yoga teacher named BKS Iyengar, spirituality is not some external goal that one must seek, but a part of the divine core of each of us, which we must reveal. To be a community that's really resilient means to be a community that understands itself as spiritually connected and as deeply grounded in what is really going on. The recognition we say in our Christian tradition that we are alive in God, that in God we live and move and have our being, and we can be sentient and conscious of that. When we attune ourselves to that reality, we are alive in God every minute that we draw breath, every time that we inspire and expire. Think about that word in English, spire, spirit, inspire. That we are part of this great reality. As emotional, feeling creatures of earth, as humans of hummus, that we are part of all that. When has been the last time that you have remembered and really felt yourself that you are part of all this? Think about that time. That you were a human of hummus, that you are part of all this, and take refuge there. That might be a place where you have found spiritual grounding. We recognize that we're primitive creatures of body and blood and skin and sinew broken or well, but amazingly alive here? When are those times when it has sufficed you simply to have been creature of body and blood, of skin and sinew, simply alive? Take refuge in that place. You found yourself spiritually grounded there. When was it that you have felt that you were a simple part of a beautiful and complex whole? Can you remember a moment when even temporarily you gave up the complexity of life as we have envisioned it? You have taken all of the bank accounts and the houses and the jobs and the education and everything that we think is important, and you've lifted it and cast it behind you and recognized that you are a simple part of a beautiful and complex whole. One simple creation, beloved of God, your source. This is not rational. This is supra or subrational. Take refuge there. That maybe has where you have found yourself spiritually grounded. Or when have you recognized yourself as a pattern-seeking, beauty-seeking, joy-seeking, playful animal with others, in God, in this source, in this life, in this more, whatever you want to call it? When was the last time you played just goofy, like an animal? You put your arms around somebody else, gangly, the gangly human creature that you were created to be, and the thought came into your head, this is good. When was the last time you laughed or cried, you felt something and you thought, this is good? When was the last time you ran or danced or swirled or tumbled or wrestled or threw an arm around a beloved friend or a mother or father or son or daughter or partner and just smiled and rested in joy in the dance of love and compassion, in the goofiness of it, in the game of it, in the friendly match of it, in the arms of it, and you felt that you were alive? Maybe that has been when you felt spiritually grounded. For in the Christian tradition, we say God is that love which is at the center, which is at the source, which is the meaning, which is the fount of blessing. It's the grace that overcomes our weakness. It's the goodness that overcomes our brokenness. The consolation that overcomes our grief. That you are a part of that. There is a universal reality in ourselves that aligns us with a universal reality that is everywhere, Iyengar says. And Jesus said, I am Abba, God, and I am one with that Abba, God, and says to his disciples, I am in you, and you are in me, and I am in God, and so you are in God, and God is in you. And so Paul yearns for the revelation of the children of God as the simple, connected, loving creation we were meant to be. I don't know what spiritually grounded, that phrase, those words mean exactly to you. But to me right now, it has to do with going to that place where I can say, I might not have been, but I am. And it is good. And I want to celebrate that good and to live into that good and to enjoy that good and to share that good. And in my own personal lexicon, I call that good God. Compassion. The center. The source. The home. Maybe another way of talking about spiritually grounded or being spiritually grounded is by asking the question, where is your home? Your true home. What is it that you need to go back to? And have you gone back to it? Because there are arms open and waiting for you there. Let's pray. Oh God, we thank you for the open arms that are waiting for us. We thank you for this life. Help us to be aware, not caught in delusion, but fully aware of the compassion that is ours in you. We ask all this with thanksgiving and in Jesus' name. Amen.